This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A cabbie in Brooklyn was grazed in the face by a bullet after being shot at overnight in Brooklyn.
The search is on for the alleged shooter of the 54-year-old driver grazed in the face by a bullet. Fernando Mateo with the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers said the driver was able to get himself to Brookdale Hospital.
Thank God he's alive. Another quarter of an inch, he would have been dead.
Police say the shooting occurred moments after he picked up the passenger at 1:40 in the morning on the corner of East 101st Street and Flatlands Avenue.
We will be offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who could turn this guy in. We know he had a mask on. The cops have the vehicle. They have the video.
The driver plans to speak about the ordeal at a press conference this afternoon. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
The bodies of two women were found yesterday in the city. Police say the deaths are unrelated. One was found in Inwood, the other in the waters off Queens.
A person out for a quiet Sunday walk along the waterline here at Fort Totten Park, suddenly with a terrible discovery, seeing a woman's body floating right near that rocky shore. Calling 911, and the NYPD Harbor Unit came in. They say it's a woman in her 40s or 50s that they recovered. They don't know her name or how she died yet, but there are clues. In a nearby parking lot, a Mercedes was found with bloodstains inside. Also, according to the Daily News, a knife in the car. Patricia, one of the walkers here who come by every day.
I still feel safe. Yeah, I'm going to keep walking. You know, I'm sure we'll find out what happened, but that's the state of the world today.
Now, in a completely unrelated case, Inwood Hill Park in Upper Manhattan, another woman's body discovered by a passerby about 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The woman has not yet been identified, and her cause of death, well, that'll be determined by an autopsy happening today. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
To the race for mayor now. Andrew Cuomo took part in his first mayoral forum with other candidates yesterday in Upper Manhattan. The format didn't involve any questions, each candidate just making a statement. Cuomo focused his argument on President Trump, saying he's the man to fight him for the interests of the city.
Nobody will fight him stronger. Nobody will fight him smarter because I did.
But other candidates focused less on Trump and took their swipes at Cuomo. State Senator Jessica Ramos seeming to take aim at Cuomo's recently announced subway safety plan, suggesting the former governor is partly to blame for the current issues in the subways.
Cuomo closed down the mental health facilities, and the MTA has become the de facto mental health facility. And there's nothing progressive or compassionate about denying New Yorkers who are clearly struggling with severe mental illness the help that they need.
Mayor Adams was not at the forum, but other candidates didn't make many mentions of him, but there were some swipes. City Comptroller Brad Lander saying, quote, "We're not living up to our values when there's corruption at City Hall." Council Speaker Adrian Adams promising that she would bring, quote, "no scandal, no corruption, no drama, and no nonsense" to City Hall. Well, it's been nearly 6 months since Mayor Adams announced a task force to crack down on the quality of life issues along Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. But local leaders are saying it's mission incomplete. Councilman Hiram Montserrat, who has been highlighting the problems, says illegal brothels and prostitution persist. Montserrat noting that one alleged brothel that allegedly operates out of the basement of a bar is located right next to a church. For years, the areas of Jackson Heights, Corona, Elmhurst have had an influx of human trafficking and prostitution concerns. Montserrat says complaints about Roosevelt Avenue's brothels and outdoor solicitations have only increased. Columbia students are back in class today for the first time since the university gave in to President Trump's demands and instituted sweeping policy changes on campus protests. Last year, the school had become a hotbed for pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Some Jewish students even reported that they felt unsafe at the university after the October 7th attacks in Israel. Well, earlier this month, the Trump administration stripped the university of $400 million in federal grants. But those will now be restored now that Columbia has agreed to changes in its disciplinary policies as well as its protest restrictions. It also announced a ban on masks and a review of its Middle East studies programs and admissions. Immigration advocates are joining lawmakers at a rally in the city today. They're pushing for Access to Repatriation and Builds Act, a measure that backers say will give immigrants facing deportation a fair shot to fight it. It will also earmark $165 million for immigration legal services in the state's budget. Jahira Rodlan is the manager of organizing and strategizing for NYIC.
$165 million in immigration legal services, and our infrastructure honestly is a drop in the bucket of the larger New York State budget, and it is a life-changing bill. The Access to Representation Act would allow a free attorney for all New Yorkers in immigration proceedings so that they can adequately fight their cases.
The act would be the first of its kind in the nation because it would guarantee immigrants facing deportation the right to legal counsel. New Jersey is trying to help out commuters dealing with those sinkholes in Morris County. NJ Transit offering a 50% discount to riders starting today on round-trip travel affected from the areas that are affected by those continuous repairs to I-80 and Wharton. Governor Murphy speaking to reporters saying the goal of the fare discount is to hopefully get more vehicles off the roads.
Please work from home for the next 6 to 8 weeks if that's an option for you.
Murphy says the fare reduction will be available until the necessary repairs are finished. And as you've been hearing here in 1010 Winds Traffic, I-287 reopening today after two of the highway's northbound left lanes in Parsippany Troy Hills were closed Thursday afternoon following the discovery of a sinkhole there. The FDNY is bringing back its wildly popular Calendar of Heroes, the calendar that features photos of hunky first responders, bringing it back 3 years after it was scrapped. According to the FDNY Foundation, the nonprofit organization that raises money for FDNY equipment and training and sponsors the calendar, the photo shoots are expected to be done this summer with the calendar released by year's end. The calendar was on hiatus for 2 years because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and then it was officially canceled. But now it's back for 2026.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.